This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For a lot of people in this economy right now, maybe some who've lost their jobs or had a pay cut or something, it is a choice of which bills to pay and which to let slide. And increasingly, rent is the bill that is sliding. But one person's rent is a landlord's mortgage payment. So what happens when those payments don't get paid? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that one.
Like 22 million other Americans, Anthony Davidson has suddenly found himself without a job. He's a dance instructor and a choreographer.
I need to save every penny I can now because I just don't know how long this is going to last, and I don't know how long it'll be before I will have a paycheck again.
He didn't pay April rent, and he's not going to pay May. He's getting unemployment, but it's either use it to pay rent or pay for everything else.
My highest priority with everything is paying the medical insurance because you never know what's going to happen.
At the beginning of April, it looked like 31% of apartment tenants had not paid rent on time. New data from the National Multifamily Housing Council show that some have since paid late or partially, but 16% still haven't paid any rent. That's higher than usual. The numbers may be higher for commercial tenants and in some cities.
Commercial tenants, a lot of them are not paying their rent.
Frank Ricci is director of government affairs for the Rent Stabilization Association, a landlord advocacy group. He says some landlords are working with tenants and evictions have been paused in some places like New York. But he says landlords face expenses too.
I don't think anyone wants to get to that decision point of making a choice between paying your property tax versus paying your mortgage versus making a necessary repair. It's an impossible choice.
Elliot Eisenberg is a real estate economist with Graphs and Laughs, an economic consultancy.
Someone's got to foot the bill here. And now the game is who's best able to get themselves off the hook, if you will.
Some economists have warned that unpaid rents and in turn unpaid mortgages could strain the financial system.
In a normal recession, the problem is bad enough. But here, the speed at which the job losses have come has been so profound. These non-payments become an immense issue because you're losing large chunks of revenue.
A key test will be whether stimulus payments and small business loans and grants will be enough to cover rents due in 2 weeks and beyond. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.